利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们很欢喜快乐，今天又能够在这边一起来学习道理。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus, and once again, joyfully that we all can gather here together to study the word of the Lord.
这是我们第三天的布道会。
And this is our third evening of the series of evangelical service.
我们感谢主耶稣的带领，每天晚上都有人领受宝贵的圣灵。
And we thank the mercy and the guidance of the Lord Jesus every night that we have friends that receive the precious and the promised Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我们特别用应许的圣灵，我们来查考。
And tonight, we like to study the topic, the promised Holy Spirit.
有人类历史以来，再没有一件事情比宗教让人更关心的。
And ever since the human history, there's no other issue that concerns the mankind more than the religion they believe in.
有人因为宗教的关系，很多东西不吃。
And many that for the sake of religious reason, they refrain themselves from eating certain food.
有人为宗教关系，他们一生不娶不嫁。
And for some, for the sake of religious reason, that all their life they will neither marry.
不是他们不想娶不想嫁，或者他们没有机会。
It is not that they don't have, or nor does not they don't want to get married, is or that they don't have the opportunity.
而是他们从内心要来敬拜他们的神。
But rather they do so because they want to worship their God from the bottom of their heart.
很多人为宗教牺牲了。
Many people they make great sacrifice.On behalf of the religion they believe in.
有很多的家庭为了宗教牺牲了。
And also, many of the family were sacrificed as a result of their religious belief.
如果我们翻翻世界战争历史的话，在德国，在1618年到1648年，有30年的战争了。
And if we turn to the world history in Germany from 1618 to 1648, there were...A war that took place for a period of 30 years.
在开战之前，当时德国有1600万人。
And before the war began, Germany had the population of some 16 million.
一般正常自然成长的话，三十年人口可能会涨一倍。
And if the population growth stayed normal, that would in 30 years the population would double.
但是经过三十年战争之后。
But after the wars of 30 years,
从1600万人口变成700万。
And the population, instead of double to 32 million, it declined to population of 7 million in Germany.
死了一半人啊，整个国家。如果以美国现在来讲的话，死了一亿多人啊。
And more than half of the nation's population died as a result of the war. And if in the U.S. half the population died, then...Would be more than 150 million people die.
大家都来拜神。
Everyone have the heart to worship God.
到底神是什么
？What is God to be exact?
我们第一天有讲过，每个人都有拜神的心。
And in the very first day that we have mentioned to you, every one of us that we have the heart that we want to worship God.
但是你拜到了真神了吗
？But ask yourself, have you able to worship the true God?
你现在有没有什么凭据说我已经拜到神了
？Now, do you have any proof to yourself that you have found and worshiped the true God?
约翰福音四章二十四节告诉我们。
And in John chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible tells us.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
拜他要用你的灵来拜他。
And anyone who wants to worship God, you must worship God with spirit and with truth.
愿一书三章二十四节又告诉我们。
And in 1 John chapter 3 verse 24, the Bible also tells us.
我们知道神住在我们里面。
We know that God lives in us.
我们知道我们拜对的神。
And we know that we have worshipped the right God.
是因为圣灵住在我们里面。
It was because the Holy Spirit that lives in us.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is actually the Spirit of God.
从来没有人见过神。
No one have ever seen God.
当然，借着主耶稣，他显现了，他是救世主。
That God has shown us the through Lord Jesus, who was the Savior.
但现在耶稣又在哪里呢
？But now you may ask, so where is Jesus?
耶稣还没升天以前，告诉他的门徒。
And Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he said to his disciple,
他要再来。
I will come again.
不是世界末日的再来。
And he will come again does not refer to his second coming before the end of the world.
而是在世界末日之前，他又要来在门徒里面。
But rather that before the coming, the second coming of the Lord, before the end of the world, he will come again to live in the heart of his disciple.
这就是我们所讲的应许的圣灵。
And this refers to the promised Holy Spirit.
其实我们要讲神的灵的话，应该从创世纪就开始讲了。
And if we want to discuss the issue of the Spirit of God, we ought to begin from the beginning of the Genesis.
当我们翻开创世纪第一章第一节。
When we turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
这一句话是多么浩瀚。
And how great and mighty is this phrase describing the creation of God.
起初神创造了天。
In the beginning, God created the heaven.
几千万的银河。
And billions of galaxies.
几万光年之遥远的星球。
And the planet that is so far away need to be counted by millions of light years.
神创造了。
But yet, all this are creation of God.
神创造了地。
And God also created the earth.
这接下来我们所念到的是神的灵运行在水面上。
And then follow in verse 2, the Bible described to us the spirit of the God hovering at the top of the water.
因为在这之前，地是空虚混沌，暗面黑暗。
Because at that time, at earth, everything is dark and black and was empty, filled with water.
神要进行整理的工作。
And God will now begin his righteous work of creation.
在神六天创造与这个地球万物的时候，这之前呢，神的灵运行在水面上面。
And even before God's creation of six days of earth, the Spirit of God had already been hovering over the waters.
所以神的灵运行在水面上是神事工的开始。
And when God's Spirit hovering over the top of the water, that was already the beginning of God's work of creation.
接下来神就说，要有光就有光。
And later God said, let there be light, and there was light.
一直到第六天神创造人。
And until the sixth day, God created human being.
这是创造当初神的灵的工作。
And that was the spirit of the work of God that created the universe.
接下来如果我们继续看圣经。
And if we continue to read the Bible in Genesis.
在选民的时代。
And to read the Bible at the time of the Israelites.
在出埃及记三十五章三十节到三十二节。
In Exodus chapter 35 from the 30th and on.
神要叫他们制造会幕。
And God had instructed the Israelites to build the tabernacle.
会幕要成为他们敬拜神的一个中心。
And the tabernacle shall be the center of their worship.
所以出埃及记三十五章记载神的灵充满了当时的一个人叫比撒列。
And at that time in the book of Genesis, it records the Spirit of God filled one of them.
使他有智慧聪明知识。
And to give to him wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence.
所以他神的灵充满了他。
And God's spirit filled in him, and he was given the knowledge and intelligence of the craftsmen to build the tabernacle.
接下来选民进到四世时代。
And later, the Israelites entered into the time of the judges.
那时候是一个开创性的时候。
And at that time, it's the time of exploration.
当时他们的四围有很多的敌人。
And during the time of the judges, they were confronted with many enemies.
四世纪三章第十节告诉我们。
In the book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible tells us.
神的灵降临在厄陀念身上。
And the spirit of God that descended upon the ephah.
他就开始做士师出去征战。
Oh, at the Othniel, so he began to serve as judge and to go out to fight against the enemy.
四世纪十四章第六节甚至告诉我们。
And also in Judges chapter 14, verse 2, the Bible also tells us.
神的灵大大的感动参孙。
And the Spirit of God that moved Samson tremendously.
神要借着他的手救以色列百姓脱离敌人的手。
And through the hand of Samson, that God will deliver the Israelites from their hand of the enemy.
他甚至可以挣脱绳子。
And he even had the strength to break the rope.
用一个干枯的驴腮骨打死了一千人。
And with a bone of the donkey, his jawbone, he can kill 1,000 men in one strike.
他是一个很有力的士师。
He was a very powerful judge.
接下来是王国时代。
And later, it's called the time of the perishment.
It was kingdom.
of the last kingdom.
神的灵大大的感动第一个国王扫罗。
And spirit that of God greatly moved the heart of first king named Saul.
扫罗被神灵大大感动，他就能够带领百姓出去征战。
And when Saul was moved by the spirit of God, then he was capable of leading the Israelites to fight against their enemy.
这是一个国家的时代。
And that was the time of the king. Kingdom.
接下来，大卫在撒母记上十六章十三节记载，神的灵大大感动大卫。
And later in Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, he also described how the Spirit of God really inspired and moved David in power.
国家亡了之后，接下来是先知时代。
And after the kingdom had perished, it followed by the time of the prophets.
神的灵感动每个先知。
And the Spirit.Of Almighty God start to work and move each prophet.
神的灵降在以西结身上。
And the spirit of God was on Ezekiel.
他看见异象。
He saw vision.
他得到启示。
He received revelation.
如果我们一一的细数。
If we gradually describe.
神的灵老早就在工作了。
Then you will learn the spirit of God has already been working throughout all this time.
神的灵老早降临在人的身上了。
And the spirit of God had already descended upon human beings.
但是如果我们仔细再看看他们。
But if we observe them closely.
就是在每个时代里面，神特别拣选几个人，把他的灵降在他们身上，给他们能力、智慧、聪明。
And you will find that back then in each generation, God specifically chose certain person to give his spirit unto them so that they will have knowledge, intelligence, and power to work for God.
当他们得到神能力的时候，得到神的圣灵的时候，
and after they have received power and also the Holy Spirit of God,
在那个时候他们蛮有能力。
And to inspire by God, they would have great power.
但是这是暂时性的。
But that spirit only abides with them temporarily.
所以在我们所看到的这些旧约时代，他们都是个别的、暂时的，受神的灵的感动，受神的灵的充满。
And all these people who were filled and inspired by the Spirit of God, they were individually alone and temporarily inspired and filled by the Spirit of God that empowered them.
目的就是要完成神的工作。
And the purpose is for them to accomplish the work of God.
我们现在来看约书第二章二十八节。
And now let's turn to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
约书二章二十八节。
The book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
约珥差不多他这个人是离主耶稣降生之前八百多年的人。
And Joel, he is a prophet that who born more than 800 years before the birth of Lord Jesus.
神是无所不知的。
God knows everything.
他在历史上面要完成他更重要的工作。
And God in history is going to accomplish even greater tasks for us.
在耶稣降生之前八百年的时候，神就应许了。
And even before Lord Jesus was born into this world, 800 years before that, God had already made a promise for us.
约书二章二十八节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
这里从这句我们可以看出来，这是一个新的开始。
And from this word, we know there will be a new beginning.
现在神的灵要浇灌。
Now, the Spirit of God will pour down.
就是要内住。
And that is to dwell in us.
就是满满的给你。
And that is will give it to you powerfully and abundantly.
并且是凡有血气的。
And God said, He will pour out to all people, all mankind.
就是给每个人。
That is, He is going to give His Spirit to every individual.
不是旧约时代的有选择性的，而是每个人。
And not just the special selected chosen one in the Old Testament time, but God will give it the Holy Spirit now to everyone.
从这个时候开始。
And begin from this time.
人们就开始在等候了。
They, everyone, begin to wait for the precious Holy Spirit.
主耶稣来了。
Lord Jesus come.
主耶稣就是道成肉身的神。
And Jesus, he is God himself came to this world in a body form.
但是耶稣在世上也是短短的差不多33年。
But Jesus only spent a short 33 years in this world.
但是神的应许不会落空。
But the promise of God will never be in vain.
约翰福音第十四章告诉我们。
In John chapter 14, the Bible tells us.
约翰福音十四章第十八节，耶稣说：“我不撇下你们当孤儿。”
In John chapter 14, verse 18, the Lord Jesus promised us that I will not leave you as orphan.
我必到你们这里来。
And I will come to you.
还不多的时候，你们要见我。
And before long, that you will see me.
到那个时候，你就知道我在你们里面了。
And on that day, you will realize that I am in you.
这个是主耶稣来暗示门徒，他要再来。他是本来是天上的神呢，神是灵，耶稣还要再进入他们的里面呢。
And here that Jesus is to prophesy and let the disciple know that he was God in heaven and God is the Spirit. And now in the future that Jesus will come to dwell with them with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传一章第四节。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 4,
主耶稣升天之前再一次的提醒他们。
And Lord Jesus before that he goes to heaven, he reminded his disciple once again.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
嘱咐他们就是一再的叮咛啊，很重要的，好像妈妈要出去之前一直在讲啊，不要乱开门啊。
And that Lord Jesus continued to remind them as the way that a mother reminds their child before she leaves the house.
主耶稣一再的嘱咐他们说不要离开耶路撒冷。
And that Jesus continued to remind the disciple and said to them, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
留在耶路撒冷要等候父所应许的。就是你们听见我所说过的，就是要受圣灵的洗。
And Jesus said to the disciple, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about."
父所应许的，父什么时候应许呢
？And what the Father promised? That when did He promise?
就是约珥书二章二十八节，八百多年前的神的应许。
And what the Heavenly Father promised was the prophecy that took place more than 800 years ago that spoken and recorded in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
这时候使徒他们开始在等候圣灵。
At that time, the apostles, they start to wait for the Holy Spirit to descend.
有人就会讲，他们没有圣灵吗？
And some people may ask, don't they have the Holy Spirit already?
耶稣说要等候圣灵，可见他们没有圣灵。有圣灵还要等吗
？And since Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit, and if they have the Holy Spirit, there's no need for them to wait anymore. From here, it's obvious that they did not have the Holy Spirit.
你看使徒他们已经跟耶稣跟了三年了。
And think of the apostles; they have been following Jesus for more than 3 years.
马可福音十章二十八节，彼得跟耶稣这么说。
And in Mark chapter 10 verse 28.That Peter said to Lord Jesus,
他说我们已经放下一切所有的跟从你了。
And we have left everything to follow you, Peter said.
彼得他有舍己跟主的这个宗教情怀。
And Peter, he had the religious fervency to put aside everything to follow Jesus.
但是他还没有得到圣灵。
But he still have not received the Holy Spirit yet, even at that time.
马太福音十六章十六节。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 16,
彼得是第一个得到天父启示说，指着耶稣说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter, he was the first one received revelation from Heavenly Father and said to the Lord that you are the Christ, the Messiah.
他们启示。
You are the Son of God.
他们启示得到真理。
He received revelation to understand the truth.
他得到了圣灵吗？
But had Peter received the Holy Spirit even at that time?
还没有。
No, he have not.
所以耶稣叫他们要等。
That is why Jesus told the disciple to wait in Jerusalem.
你可能跟耶稣了。
Yes, you may have already followed Jesus.
你可能舍弃一切了。
Or maybe you had already put aside to follow Jesus like Peter.
你可能有很深沉的宗教情怀。
Or maybe that you have very strong religious devotion toward Jesus.
或是真的神已经启示你真理了。
Or maybe that God has already revealed to you the truth.
但是这不等于你得到那个应许的圣灵。
But this does not mean that you have received the promised Holy Spirit.
如果你得到了启示你有牺牲的精神，就是得到圣灵的话，那主耶稣说你要等候圣灵， 这个不可理解的事情。
Now let's think. If you believe someone who have received the truth and also have the religious devotion equals that they have the Holy Spirit, then what Jesus said here in Acts to tell the disciple to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit would not make sense.
耶稣升天啊。
After Jesus went up to heaven,
他们开始等啊。
They, the apostle, believers, start to wait.
他们怎么等？
How did they wait?
使徒行传一章十四节告诉我们。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible tells us how they wait.
在当时他们有120个人同心合意的恳切祷告。
And there were more than 120 of them that they joined together constantly in prayer.
他们祷告来等。
And they offered prayer in waiting.
并且这个祷告是同心合意的。
And the Bible said this is the prayer with one heart and unity.
他们祷告一天。
They prayed for one day.
没有。
No Holy Spirit.
第二天。
Two days.
没有。
No Holy Spirit.
所以这很明显的。
Very clearly.
没有，没有。
They did not have the Holy Spirit.
一般讲他们到了第十天。
And until the tenth day.
我们看第二章第一节。
And let's read Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
耶稣复活之后又跟门徒在一起40天。
And after Jesus resurrected, he showed himself and lived with the disciple for 14 days.
之后耶稣升天了。
Later, Jesus ascended to heaven.
门徒开始等了。
The disciple started to wait for the Holy Spirit.
等到第十天就是五旬节的时候。
And then wait until the 10th day, which was the day of the Pentecost.
忽然天上有声音响下。
And all of a sudden, there was a noise came down from heaven.
好像大风吹过的声音。
And like the sound of the blowing of the violent wind.
他们被都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵落在他们头上。
And the Holy Spirit came unto them.
他们被圣灵感动，被圣灵充满。
And that they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们按着圣灵给他们的恩赐，他们就开始讲灵言了。
And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
他们一讲灵言。
When they start to speak in spiritual tongue,
我们这里是不是有120人差不多吧？
We have approximately 120 people here, same as the number of the apostles back in the day of the Pentecost.
等一下，如果祷告的话，如果你想试的话，你出去外面看看，听听看，能够听得到里面在讲什么吗？
And just think, if we start to pray, and you go outside and listen to the sound of the prayer, do you think you can understand that what we are praying?
听不出来的。
There's no way that you can understand.
好了，不要说祷告了。
Not to even mention about prayer in tongues.
这里面如果开一个很大的 party 就好。
And if we had a party in here,
讲一种话。
We speak of one language, one dialogue.
讲美国式的英文。
Okay, we speak English in here at a party.
American English. 那个，你从外面经过，你听不懂里面在讲什么。
And even if you walk.From outside and pass by, you are not able to tell what the people are saying inside the building.
除非你的耳朵特别敏感哦。
Unless your ear is particularly sensitive.
120个人在楼上祷告。
120 people praying at an upstairs room.
下面有人走过。
And people walk past by.
圣经这边记载，第一批的人走过。
And the Bible here records the first group of people pass by.
第五节说，那第一批人呢是虔诚的犹太人。
And the Bible described the first group of people they were the God-fearing Jews staying from every nation.
他们从各国来。
They returned back to Jerusalem from every nation.
他们一过，每个人都听到他们，哎，他在讲我生长的那个地方的话。
And when they passed by, their ears were open, and they began to hear them speaking in their own languages.
不是里面的人在讲十五种话。
And it's not that the people inside of the room praying speaking of the 15 different kind of languages.
我刚讲过，讲一种你外面就听不出来了，何况里面讲十五种。
And not just, I just mentioned to you a moment ago, even we speak just one language inside of the house, people pass by outside would not understand how could possibly 15 languages to be here.
这里人听出外面有十五个国家的人，有十五个国家，每个人听到他们在讲他们的家乡的话。
And here that you find the 15 group of the Jews from different nations in their ethnicity come back, they all hear that they spoke in their native languages.
如果真是里面的人120个人分族啊，讲十五种国家的话，你从外面走过去要听的话，耳朵可能要 装那个特殊的语言分离器啊，才能够听得出来。
And just imagine, even if we have the 15 group of people in here speak of 15 different kind of languages, for you to walk past, you probably need to detect some kind of hearing aid for you to differentiate the 15 different languages that have been spoken at the same time.
里面120个人。
Inside, there were 120 people.
讲灵言。
They spoke and prayed in tongue.
外边有15种的人。听到15种的语言。
And outside there were Jews from 15 different ethnicities that heard them spoke in 15 different languages.
但是他们所接收到的信息是一致的。
But the message that which they have interpreted were all the same.
内容都是说讲神的大作为。
And the content that they have heard is they are speaking of the great deeds of God.
这是神的大作为啊。
And that was a great deed of God.
这是一个神迹。
And that was a tremendous miracle.
神开了他们的耳朵。
God opened their ear.
他们得到了同一个信息。
They all received the same message.
人类的语言本来是一致的。
Originally, at the beginning of the human history, we all spoke of the same language.
因为人的骄傲，巴别塔之乱，语言混乱了。
And because of our arrogancy, that to build the Tower of Babel, that our language become chaotic.
现在讲灵言。
And now we speak in tongue.
五旬节圣灵降下。
The day of the Pentecost is here.
这个语言一致的。
And this language is unified.
虽然各个地方来的人听的好像不一样，但是后面的信息是一致的。
And even though that 15 different group of people heard 15 different languages, but the message they all heard were the same message.
在美国得圣灵跟在非洲跟在欧洲得的圣灵一样，讲灵言。
And just think, if you receive the Holy Spirit here in America, someone received the Holy Spirit in Africa, or even in Europe, they would all speak of the same spiritual tongue.
当你从外面进来的话，听到这里的祷告声音，跟你在非洲他们在祷告，从外面进来，那声音一样。
And if you walk into the chapel, heard the way that people pray, and if you were in Africa, you walk into the place where you heard people pray in tongue, you will find out that the sound of the prayer are exactly the same.
这是神的大作为。
And this, once again, is a mighty deed of God.
他们听到这个，所以他们很惊奇啊。
And because they heard this, that's why they were amazed.
他们彼此问说，这是什么？
And they were perplexed, so they asked one another, "What does this mean?"
这样的惊奇，这是什么？好像以色列人在旷野第一次看到玛纳一样。
And what the amazement that they had can be comparable to Israelite when they saw manna for the first time that fall from heaven.
我们看十三节。
And let's read verse
13. 第二批人又走过来了。
Now, there were second group of people passed by the place of prayer.
还有人呢，讥笑他们说，他们。被新酒灌满了。
And some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine to drink.
如果你到一个很深山的地方的一个土著，他根本没有学过什么外语，或是到哪里去，你听，哎，他们在讲的标准的美国的英文，你去，你一定，你不会说，哎，他们喝醉酒了，绝对不会的。
And if
有语言天才。
And if you go to a mountain area,and in a place with a strong heart, and that place in the middle of nowhere, in a weird place, can speak a very perfect American English, that you would not be shocked, but instead you would consider this person as a genius, perhaps.
这些人听不懂。
And this second group of people, they could not understand the sound of the prayer.
所以说他们喝醉酒了。
Because of this, they said they must be drunk.
人类在救恩的历史里面，第一批得圣灵的人被人家笑说喝醉酒。
And in the history of mankind, the first group of people that received the Holy Spirit, that they were ridiculed by others as someone who had drink too much wine and became drunk.
彼得被说喝醉酒得圣灵。
And Peter, that he was ridiculed as someone who drunk, that when he received the Holy Spirit.
到今天为止啊。
Even until today,
有人看说，哎，我们真正得圣灵的说，奇怪，这个好像喝酒了吧。
And even some today, when they saw us pray for the first time with the spiritual tongue, they might also think that we all have drunk.
这就是应许的圣灵。
But This is the promised Holy Spirit from God.
第一次降下应许的圣灵在五旬节。
First time the promised Holy Spirit descended on the day of the Pentecost.
在耶路撒冷。
At Jerusalem.
随着福音传到，这个福音传到撒玛利亚。
And from that time on, the gospel was preached to the land of Samaritan.
在撒玛利亚。他们也得到圣灵。
And they, even the believer in Samaria also have received the Holy Spirit.
第八章第四节到十六节。
And in Acts chapter 8, the verse 4 to verse 16, it tells us this.
这批人已经先信了耶稣了。
And this group of believers in Samaria, they had already believed Jesus.
并且他们在他们当中也发生了神迹奇事了。
And also the miracle also had happened among them, the Samaritan believer.
并且那个行邪术的也归顺了。
And not only so, even the sorcerer Simon had converted himself to be a believer of Christ.
他们得到了真道，很高兴。
They have received the truth, and they were all very joyful.
但是他们还没有得到圣灵啊。
But they still have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
要从耶路撒冷派彼得、约翰去，按手在他们头上，他们就得圣灵。
But only until.That John was sent and Peter was sent from Jerusalem to lay hand on them and pray for them, then they received the Holy Spirit.
这个应许的圣灵在圣经里面告诉我们是看得见、听得见。
The promised Holy Spirit that God gave to us, as Bible says here, when you receive it, that you can see it and you can hear it.
这是彼得的见证。
And that was a personal testimony of Apostle Peter.
这是彼得他们得到圣灵之后，他说：“我们得的圣灵是看得见、听得见的。”
And Peter, that when he received the Holy Spirit, that he specifically mentioned the Holy Spirit we have received is something that you can see and hear.
使徒行传第十章第节到四十八节记载一个人。
In Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 48, it records a very devout person named Cornelius.
可能几年之后，他们这福音又传到该撒利亚去了。
And maybe a couple years later, after Samaria, the gospel was preached to Caesarea.
这已经超出了以色列国了。
And they have preached the gospel beyond Israel.
那是一个外邦地啊。
And that was the land of the Gentile.
对以色列来讲，对选民来讲，是不洁净的人啊，是跟神的立约一点都沾不上边的人。
And to the Israelite, the chosen one, they consider Gentile as one that who are filthy, as one who does not have share in the covenant of God.
但是哥尼流这个人是一个很特别的一个人。
But Cornelius, he was a very special person.
他是一个很虔诚的人。
He was also a very devout person.
他祷告。
He prayed to God regularly.
祷告的声音，祷告的内容达到神的面前。
And the content of his prayer, angel said, have reached the ear of God.
甚至神派天使来证实啊。
And God even sent angel to him to prove that God have heard his prayer.
天使这样说，你的祷告达到神的耳朵了，蒙神的垂听了。
And angel said that your prayer and gift to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God.
如果你是哥尼流，
if you were Cornelius,
你会想说，我有这么深沉的宗教体验，我难道没有圣灵吗？
That you may said, I have such special spiritual religious experience. How can you said, I don't have Holy Spirit?
圣经说你没有。
But guess what? Bible said you don't.
所以神就叫他说：“你去叫彼得来。”
That is why the God said, "Call Peter."
彼得就来了。
So Peter went.
当然，彼得要去也是冲破很多的困难，冲破很多的心理的障碍。他本身有心理障碍。
Peter that went to preach the gospel to Cornelius, he must first shatter many of his own psychological barrier for him to go to preach to Gentile.
当他到那个时候，他就开口讲话了。
And after Peter arrived, he began to preach the gospel to Cornelius.
他第一句话就讲说，我真看出神不偏待人啊。
And the first word that Peter said when he arrived, he said, I clearly understand that God does not show favoritism.
连圣灵，连神的恩典也要降临到这个外邦人。
Even the Holy Spirit, the promised gift of God,Now that will be given to the Gentile.
彼得就开始介绍耶稣。
So Peter began to introduce Jesus to them.
并且介绍要受洗。
And also introduced to them that they must be baptized.
因着耶稣的名就会罪会得赦。
And baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and their sin can be washed away.
正在听到的时候。
And while Peter was still saying and preaching,
圣灵降下了。
Holy Spirit came down unto them.
在听到人身上。
And to those who hear the message.
我们怎么知道他们得到圣灵呢?
How do we know that they received the Holy Spirit?
彼得怎么晓得他们得到圣灵呢?
How did Peter know that they have received the Holy Spirit?
还有跟彼得来的其他的六个人怎么晓得他们得到圣灵呢?
And you may also ask, what about those people who followed Peter to see Cornelius? How too that they would know that they have received the Holy Spirit?
他们唯一的判断有没有得圣灵的一个凭据。
The only...evident that they can use to see if they have received the Holy Spirit.
46节
is recorded in Acts chapter 10 verse 46.
46节说因为听见他们说方言。
In verse 46, Peter said, for they have heard them speak in tongue.
这个经验跟五旬节的经验是一致的。
And that experience that took place was exactly the same experience Peter and the apostles experienced back in the day of the Pentecost.
所以47节彼得这么说。
That is why in the verse 47, Peter said,
彼得说这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样。
And they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
彼得好像有一个标准握在他的手里啊。
It seemed that Peter have a standard on his hand.
你有没有圣灵?
Have you received the Holy Spirit?
保罗就拿来看看跟彼得拿来看看跟我们一样啊。
And let's see, if you receive the same Holy Spirit just as we have,Peter said,
你说啊，一样，那才对喽。
And must be the same one as the one that Peter received to be a right one.
你说我得到圣灵了。
You said you have received the Holy Spirit.
因为我很感动。
Because I was deeply moved by God. You said.
因为我承认耶稣是救主。
Because I have already admit Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
因为耶稣向我显现。
And because Jesus appeared to me, you said.
因为我看异象。
Because I saw a vision already.
因为我的祷告门神垂听了。
Or because God listened to my prayer.
因为神赐给我真理了。
Or because God have already shown me the truth to be saved.
彼得会讲说没有不是。
And Peter is going to tell you, you don't have Holy Spirit yet.
还不合乎我这个标准啊。
It still does not match the standard that God showed me.
彼得说他们受了圣灵跟我们一样就是五旬节那个时候一样。
And Peter said, they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. And what this Peter referred to is the Holy Spirit Peter had received back in the day of the Pentecost, the same experience.
听他们说方言。
They heard them speak in tongues.
所以说方言是圣经告诉我们的，来印证是不是得圣灵的一个凭据啊。
And to speak in tongues, this is the evidence the Bible tells us,to determine whether anyone truly received the Holy Spirit or not.
这个就是得到我们所讲的应许的圣灵。
And this is to receive the promised Holy Spirit.
当然你说我信耶稣了。
Of course, you said, I have believed in Jesus already.
我看圣经很感动啊。
I read the Bible. Every time I read, I was deeply moved.
对的，圣灵感动你。
Yes, you are inspired.By the Spirit of God.
你被圣灵感动，所以你称耶稣为主。
Because you are inspired by the Spirit of God, that's why you call Jesus as your Lord.
但是不够。
But that is still not enough.
你还要得到这个应许的圣灵。
You still have to receive the promised Holy Spirit that lives in you.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
所以《使徒行传》十九章第一节。
That is why in Acts chapter 19 verse 1, the Bible began to tell us.
在当时有个传道人叫做那个保罗。
At that time, there was a preacher named Paul.
他来到一个地方叫做以弗所。
He went to a place, a town called Ephesus.
他遇到很多的所谓的在当时的门徒啦，就是说信耶稣的人。
And there that he encountered some of the believers who believe in Jesus already.
他遇到他们第一句话讲什么？
And when Paul met them, what was the first thing that Paul asked them?
我们一定，你遇到一个人，你认识他的人，你一定会问最重要的事情。
And often that when we meet someone we know very well, that we will always mention to them something that is the most important.
保罗晓得他们是信耶稣的。
Paul already know that they are believer of Jesus already.
对他很关心的一句话就是说，你信的时候得了圣灵没有？
And that is why Peter right away, Paul right away asked and said, Have you received the Holy Spirit when you believe?
也就是说你信的时候不一定得到圣灵哦。
Or have you received the Holy Spirit when you baptized? Meaning that at the time you believe, you don't necessarily have the Holy Spirit.
如果你信的时候自动得圣灵的话，保罗这个话是没有意义的话。
Because if you receive the Holy Spirit automatically when you believe, then there's no need for Paul to ask him that whether they have received the Holy Spirit or not, because they were already a believer and they were all baptized already.
他们信了耶稣。
They believe in Jesus already.
还没得到圣灵。
They still have not yet received the promised Holy Spirit.
后来保罗查出他们最主要的原因了。
And later, Paul find out what was the most critical reason.
因为他们只是接受悔改的洗礼。
They only received the baptism of repentance.
他们只相信洗礼是只有象征性的意义。
Because they only believe baptism.Have the symbolic meaning of forgiveness and repentance.
这个是在应许圣灵降临之前，施洗约翰所做的。
And that was the work that preached by John the Baptist before the promised Holy Spirit descended.
现在应许圣灵来了。
Now the promised Holy Spirit is now here.
才有赦罪的洗礼啊。
Then you will have the baptism.That can wash away your sin.
他们再接受一次洗礼。
So once again that they were baptized.
他们在祷告。
So then they pray.
他们就得到圣灵。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
圣经也告诉我们，他们就讲灵言了。
And Bible once again tell us when they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongue.
所以这应许圣灵是要讲灵言。
Therefore, to receive the promised Holy Spirit.You must have the evidence that you speak in tongue.
那讲了半天，这应许圣灵是做什么的？
Okay, now you may ask, so what does the Spirit of Holy Spirit for?
我们刚刚有念到的，愿一书二章二十四节告诉我们。
And we have read that 1 John chapter 2 verse 14 moments ago.
我们知道神住在我们里面。
We know that God lives in us.
我们知道我们是神的儿女。
And with the Holy Spirit, we know that we are children of God.
就是因为有这个应许的圣灵做明证。
It's because that we have this promised Holy Spirit to serve as the evidence.
你是有明证是神的儿女，你才有承受天国的这个盼望。
Only when you have the proof that you are the children of God, then you will have the hope to go to heaven.
以弗所书一章十三节到十四节就是这样告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and verse 14, the Bible again tell us.
这是一步一步来告诉我们，我们在信仰上面的长进是这个样子。
And the Bible tell us step by step, very clearly, how our faith will develop and grow.
我们先要听见这个得救的福音。
We first need to hear the message of salvation.
听见之后要相信。
And after we have heard the message, we need to believe.
相信耶稣是救主。
To believe Jesus is our Savior and He is the Christ.
相信之后，你就要领受所应许的圣灵当作印记。
And after you have believed, you must receive the promised Holy Spirit as your evidence to be saved.
这应许的圣灵是在印记，你是信到了真正的。
And this promised Holy Spirit is to prove to yourself that you have believed the real gospel that can save you.
那这个得救的福音要带你进到天国。
And this salvation that can save you then is capable of bringing you to heaven after you die.
那这个应许圣灵就是印记。
And the promised Holy Spirit is the seal, the evidence.
所以十四节告诉我们。
That is why in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14 the Bible tells us.
说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
The Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
也就是进天国的凭据。
Meaning that it is our evidence to go to heaven.
你要搭飞机的飞机票。
And if you, your air ticket the, to go on the airplane.
你要到美国来的这个签证。
Or your visa to come to America.
所以对我们来讲，这应许的圣灵是我们能不能够得救的一个关键。
And for us to be saved, the promised Holy Spirit is the crucial key to determine whether you can be saved or not.
我们都在拜耶稣。
We all worship Jesus together.
是不是耶稣也听了我们的崇拜呢？
Now, Does Jesus listen to our worship?
就看你有没有得到这个应许的圣灵。
And that will depend whether you have received the promised Holy Spirit as evident.
这个应许的圣灵要带领我们进入各样的真理。
And the promised Holy Spirit will also guide us into the truth.
他要帮助我们，让我们成圣。
And also will help us and sanctify us to be pure and holy.
这就是灵里的更新。
And this is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们软弱的时候，他会坚强我们。
When we are weak, the promised Holy Spirit will strengthen our faith.
当我们无助的时候，他会帮助我们。
When we feel helpless, the precious Holy Spirit will help us.
更是我们得天国基的凭据。
And more importantly, this serves as a guarantee for us to go to heaven.
所以我们刚所念到的，他们无时在每个时代都是要求圣灵的。
And from what we have studied, every generation throughout the time, they all want to pray for the precious Holy Spirit.
祈求这个应许的圣灵
，to pray for the promised Holy Spirit，
就是祈求这个进天国基业的凭据。
And、that is to pray for the evidence to go to heaven。
我们来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke，
十一章
，Chapter 11。
路加福音十一章
，Luke Chapter 11。
第一节之下，我们知道主耶稣有一次在祷告。
And here in verse 1, that we will see a prayer of Jesus.
耶稣祷告完之后，门徒就跑来了，说：“主啊，教我们怎么祷告了，像约翰教他的门徒祷告。”
And one day, after Jesus finished praying, his disciple that went to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciple."
主耶稣就教他们了。
So Jesus began to teach them how to pray.
所以接下来这就是我们所知道的祷告文。
And then from verse 2 and on is the Lord's Prayer that we are all very familiar with.
对门徒来讲，这是向施洗约翰的祷告。
But to the disciple, the idea seemed to be just like the prayer of John the Baptist.
这就是我们所讲的悟性的祷告。
And this is the prayer of with the words of understanding that we can understand.
这可以学的，并且也要学。我们从小就一直背了。
And this is something that we can learn to pray the Lord's Prayer, and something that we always pray with the word of understanding.
但是那个时候圣灵还没降下。
But at that time, the Holy Spirit have not yet descended onto them.
耶稣怕他们误会说，祷告只有这样一种而已啊。
And Jesus was afraid they may be confused and think.That this is the only kind of prayer there will be.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
门徒没有要求，耶稣主动的告诉他们第二种祷告。
Even without disciples' request, that Jesus, out of his own initiative, he began to explain to them about another kind of prayer that will take place later.
耶稣怕他们听不懂。
Jesus was afraid that they would not understand.
所以耶稣先讲个比喻啊。
So Jesus first.Told them a parable.
耶稣说，你们当中如果有一个朋友啊，半夜到他那里去敲门，说：“哎，朋友，借给我一个饼啊。”
And Jesus says to them, "Suppose that one of you has a friend. He goes to him at midnight, and said, 'Friend, let me 3 loaves of bread.'"
那因为我有个朋友来啊，我没有东西给他吃啊。
Because I have a friend who came to visit me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
第七节
，verse 7.
那里面那个朋友就回答说：“不要搅扰我。”
And the friend inside of the house said, "Don't bother me."
如果你是外面那个朋友啊
，But if you are the friend outside of the door,
现代人脸皮很薄啊，你还没敲门，你只是听听里面，哎，没有声音了，我看你就回去了。
Today, if you try to knock on somebody's door during or at midnight, women first listen to see if there's any noise inside to see whether they are asleep or not.
你敲了人家。如果里面只是我看你想说哎呀不好意思要走了。
And if you knock on somebody's door at midnight and someone just grunt and make some noises, maybe you will be too embarrassed and walk away.
外面这个人敲了。
But this person outside of the door continued to knock on the door.
里面说不要打扰我。
And the person inside said, "Don't bother me."
他理由很充足啊。
And he had a very good reason to ask this person not to bother him.
他说门已经关了。
He said the door is already closed.
孩子们也跟我同在床上了。
My children are with me in bed.
我不能起来给你啊。
I can't get up and get you anything.
你们看到这里心里不会难过啊。想说这个人怎么起来，如果是好朋友怎么讲这种话。
When you read this verse, and if this person were your good friend and he reacted to you, will you not feel bad?
美国都是睡那个 king size 的那个床啊，一人一间，怎么会这个事情不可能。
And in America, everyone have their own bed, a big one. How could it be possible everyone sleep on the same bed?
2000年的巴勒斯坦。
But 2,000 years ago in Palestine,
他们都是一个房间的家，每个只是一个房间而已。
Everyone lived in one room,
就是一个房间。
You go into the house, and there will be only one room per house.
这个比喻在非洲一讲，他们就说外面那个人实在太没有道理了。
When I told,
他们就是一个家，就是一个房间而已。
And when I told this parable in Africa, right away they can relate and said, you know what, the person outside.It's too rude because they in Africa, their house only also have one room. Everybody sleep together in one room.
2000年前的巴勒斯坦一个房间。
2000 years ago in Palestine, they only have one room house.
最靠里面呢是一高的床，最里面是爸爸妈妈睡，再来是孩子睡。
And when you go inside, the inside the bed is the highest. That belongs to the parent, and the lower bed belongs to the children.
那接下来呢？那时候圣经里面常常有什么强盗啊，所以他们那个鸡啊鸭羊啊都赶进来。
And in the Bible, you, back then you will find there are lots of robbers. So what they would do is they will bring all their oxen, their chicken and their cattle inside of the same house.
我们去会说偶尔要跟牛睡一起。
When we go to Africa,
没有头对头了，是隔壁啊。
And when we go to Africa, you know what?Still, sometimes we need to sleep in the same room as the cow and the oxen. Together. Well, not in the same bed, but same room.
好，然后家的主人，那时候根本没有电灯啊，你说开个电灯就可以拿饼了，不是啊，他们用小油灯哦。
And now picture this. Back then, they don't have electricity where you flip the switch and light turns on. No, they don't. They need to find the oil lamp and the light the lamp before that they can see anything.
爸爸妈妈睡了。
And parents already went to sleep.
小孩睡了。
And the children already sleeping.
羊也赶进来了。
And all the goat and sheep and the cow are inside the house.
鸡鸭都在里面了。
And you have chicken and the duck in the same room.
家里的主人当爸爸的就拿那个小灯到门那边锁好。
And before they go to sleep, the master of the house, the father, with a little oil lamp, they will go to the door and lock the door with all the animal and poultry.Inside.
然后他拿着小灯要走过鸡啊，走过鸭，走过羊啊，跨过孩子啊，到他的位置。
And now with a little oil lamp,
一吹睡觉。
Now with the oil lamp,
这事实。
Okay, just picture this: that he locked the door. He need to hop over the chicken and the ducks and other animal, and then hop over the children before he can reach his own bed and go to sleep.
他说门关了，孩子睡了。
And this person said, the door is locked. My children are with me in bed.
现在他敲门了。
Now this person outside knocked on the door.
他现在要摸那个小油灯。
And now in darkness, that this person, his friend, needs to try to locate the oil lamp that is somewhere around next to him.
还要点哦。
And not just that, he needs to try to reach for the lighter to light the lamp.
什么灯？他那有时候是用石那个磨石啊，什么 light 你还要卖起来。
There were no lighter. They have the rock to light the oil lamp.
然后呢，他要跨过他的太太，
and,
跨过小孩，跨过羊，跨过鸡，好开个门。
And now picture this. Now he's on bed and he need to hop over his wife and his children and want to get the duck and the chicken before he can reach the door.
他如果不小心踩到羊，羊咩咩叫；踩到鸡鸡咕咕咕。
And if he step on the sheep or step on a chicken, it will make a lot of noises.
所以他讲的这句话说门关了、啊，不要搅扰我，是从内心讲出来的，实在是太不方便了。
And when he said "Don't bother me. The door is locked." And he said this from his heart because he really meant it, because it's too inconvenient for him to pass all through the duck and the chicken and the wife and the kid.
但是外面那个人一直敲啊。
But the person outside continued to knock on the door.
我们看第八节。
Now let's read verse 8.
主耶稣说,
and Jesus said,
我告诉你们, 虽不因为他是朋友起来给他开门哦, 是因为他, 但因他情此迫切的直求, 就必起来照他所需用的给他。
And Jesus said, "I tell you that though he will not get up to give him bread because of his friend, but yet because of this man's persistency, that he will get up and give him as much as he needs." You know what? Now, no one asks for a bread, someone to give you bread in this way.
尤其现在的你讲了一声，里面有没有饼啊？里面的人如果说，嗯，他只是声音拉长一点，你就走了啦。
And today, the way that we, if you try to ask someone for bread, you could go there at midnight, you ask him, "You have any bread?" And that, if that person just paused for a second, you would already feel too embarrassed and go home already.
何况人家说不要打扰,
how much more when people say, "Don't bother me."
他不但打扰, 还情此迫切,
not only that he bothered him, but he was very bold and persistent to knock on the door.
要不开绝对, 不但敲并且叫,
and not only if you don't open the door, not only I will knock on the door, but I will shout even louder.
情之迫切,
with persistency.
你可以想象那个在里面那个人到最后起来那种，他脸已经喷得很脏了。
Now just imagine the person, his friend inside, who got up later. Imagine that his face must be very red and angry.
他给了，不给不行啊。
He gave him, his friend, his bread that he needed. Otherwise, you cannot go to sleep.
主耶稣用这样这个很极端的这个比喻来告诉我们。
And Jesus used this very extreme parable just to let us understand one thing.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，
你们祈求就给你们。 I said to you, ask and you will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
有人只是念这一节啊。
Some only read verse 9.
就开始讲到了。
So they start to preach.
神是万有的主宰。
God is almighty, they said.
你现在求Mercedes或是现在Lexus哦, 他就给你。
When you ask God for Mercedes or Lexus, he's going to give it to you, you think.
要100万就100万, 1000万就1000万。
You want 1 million?
有没有听过这样的人在讲道理?
You want 1 million or you want 10 million, whatever you want, ask God, God will give it to you. Have you heard that kind of sermon?
There's
this kind of sermon around.
It's a promise.
Because Jesus said, he skipped over and said, Jesus said, when you ask, he will give it to you.
是这个样子吗?
Is this is what Jesus meant?
如果是这样的话, 那耶稣可以给他改个名字, 不是救世主啊, 是财神爷啊。
You can change the name of Jesus from Savior to the God of Fortune.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶稣再重新来讲一遍。
And Jesus, once again, repeat and remind us.
他说凡祈求的, 就得着, 寻找的就寻见, 叩门就给你们开门。
And whoever asks, receive. He who seeks, find. And to him who knocks, the door will be open.
这是铁定给的。
And this is something that is 100% positive that Jesus is going to give it to you.
只要你敢开口,
as long as you have the courage to ask, you're going to have it.
并且情此迫切, 一定要求。
And you must do so with persistency, and you must ask. You will have it.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是耶稣用他们最能够理解的再讲一遍。
And Jesus, once again, used the way that most easy for them to understand to remind them one more time.
你们当父亲的了。
You as father.
你们有儿子求饼, 你会给他石头吗?
If you have a son, ask for a bread, will you give him a stone?
他求鱼, 你拿那个蛇给他吗?
When your son asked for a fish, would he give him a snake instead?
我们人有时候脾气也 被还起来是不好惹的。
Sometimes when we get exasperated, we may have bad anger.
有时候当父母的也不是24小时脾气都好的。
And as parents, they don't have a good temper 24 hours a day.
但是我们虽然不是那么好, 但是都知道把好东西给儿女啊。
But even we are not that good, but we still know how to give good things to our children.
所以13节的最后一句,
that is why the last section of the verse 13,
他说, 何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
How much more will your heavenly Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to who ask him?
耶稣讲这个时候，五旬节还没到。
When Jesus said this, the day of the Pentecost has not yet arrived yet.
耶稣这是预言啊。
That what Jesus said here was a prophecy.
这是预言性的应许。
This is the promise, a prophecy with the promise.
要把圣灵给求他的人。
The God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask God for it.
一定给。
God will give it to you for sure.
你祈求，寻找，叩门，你就能够得到；寻见，你就门就开了。
When you seek, you will find. You knock the door will be open. When you ask, it will be given to you.
这是一个铁定的应许。
And this is the 100% promise.
但是相对的，也是一种要求。
But on the contrary, this is also a request.
要求什么呢？
What does God require from us?
圣灵是要给求的人啊。
The law is the Holy Spirit will only give to those who ask God for.
怎么求？
How do you ask for the Holy Spirit, you may ask?
就情志迫切的求。
And simply by pray with your heart and with pray with importunity.
在原文情志迫切有一种翻另一种翻译法，就是说不要脸的求。
And that in the original text,They used the term when they pray with the Holy Spirit, said, pray in boldness, meaning they pray shamelessly,
你念德文的话, without dignity. 念德文的话也是这样。德文翻译出来就是说不要脸了, unfashioned, 就是不要脸的求你。这很，如果你一个人人家骂你说不要脸，可能就拿枪打死你了。
And in German translation, also means that you need to pray shamelessly. And just today, if someonecall you, you are shameless. Maybe you probably pick up a gun and going to shoot the person.
这是主耶稣要求我们。
But this is what Jesus required from us. He will give you the Holy Spirit for sure.
但是你要亲自迫切直求。
But you need to pray shamelessly with all your heart and sincerely.
所以诗篇告诉我们。
That is why Psalm tells us.
你大大的张口。
Open wide your mouth.
他就大大的。充满你
and God will fill you abundantly.
你不张口，金口不开，
if you don't open your mouth and refuse to open your mouth, He will not give it to you.
这是我们神对我们的要求。
This is what God requires from us.
直求
and ask God directly.
在祷告里面
in your prayer.
我们爱神是要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力的爱神呢。
When we love God, we must love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength.
我们也要用这样的爱来祈求。
And it is also with this kind of love and emotion that we use to ask God for.
你的心、你的意、你的性、你的力，就是你的全所有的力量，你所有的人格，所有的爱，用这样来祈求。
And your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength.And this is all your personality, all your strength, everything you have, you use it to pray to God for the Holy Spirit.
如果这里离 Monterey Park 远嘛，如果现在那个全世界最有钱人说他有权利哈，说如果现在你用徒步走去 Monterey Park， 就把整个洛杉矶送给你，我看。现在大家心就要动了，我看连我都要跑了。
And just think,
如果是事实了哈。
And if this is a fact, let's assume the wealthiest person in the world, and he said, if you walk, okay, to Monterey Park, and he's going to give you the whole Los Angeles, like we would probably leave here and go walk to Monterey Park right away.
西方人，我们这边人可能比较有骨气了。可能有的人想说，我那也没有什么用。在非洲的话，两条牛哈，让他跑两天，他每个人都跑了。
And maybe we who live in America, we have more self-respect or dignity. But you know what? People in Africa, when you say you will give them two cows, they are willing to walk 2 days for two cows.
一个洛杉矶我们就走了。
And we, for us, one Los Angeles, we walk.
圣灵比整个洛杉矶还宝贵。
But you know what?Holy Spirit is more precious than the entire Los Angeles.
因为你这是进天国的凭据。
Because this will be your evidence whether that you can go to heaven or not.
耶稣说：“你赚了全世界，赔了生命， 没有用啊。
Jesus said, what if you earn the entire world, the world is yours, but yet you die and forfeit your soul, what good would the world do for you?
你爸爸如果要离世之前留给你这个 Pacific Avenue 哈，所有的这条街所有的房子你一定很高兴了。
And now, just think,
已经差不多可以了哈。
And if your father, before he passed away, he gave you the whole house and the whole block, you would probably be very happy, the Pacific Avenue.
这蛮长的了哈。
The
whole street. 这是一条街而已，这又不是最好的区。
Or maybe it's not the best city in town, the most valuable property.
你一生要赚这条街不容易哦。
But you know what? For you to earn the value of the wealth of this equivalent to whole Pacific Avenue, everything, all the property, it's going to be difficult.
何况你要做赚全洛杉矶。
And how much more difficult is going to be for you to earn as much wealth to buy entire Los Angeles?
整个洛杉矶也不是整个美国啊。
And even the entire Los Angeles is not even the whole United States.
整个美国也不是整个全世界。
And even the whole United States is not the whole world yet.
但是你就可能日夜拼了。
But just because for this, you probably work hard all your life.
有人一生拼拼拼，拼了两三栋房子就不错了哈。
And for some,
好去的，有 view 的。
For some, that they work hard all their life, and they can only earn for themselves maybe two or three houses.
今天晚上我们要求圣灵。
Tonight, we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
比全世界更有价值的
圣灵。Which is more valuable than the whole world.
你为了找一份一年年薪一千万的美金的，算这样，你一定哇想了很久，怎么样回答，对不对
？And just think, if someone's going to give you an interview and he's going to pay you $10 million a year, you would probably just spend all day thinking about how you're going to answer the questions.At interview,
你准备了好几十年了。
And you probably prepare yourself for tens of years.
主耶稣要把这圣灵白白赐给你啊。
But Jesus today is going to give you the Holy Spirit freely without any charge.
难道你进口不开吗
？And how can you not open your mouth?
圣经告诉我们
，Bible tells us
要情辞迫切。
We need to pray with importunity with all our heart.
这关心我们的生命。
For this is related to our life, our salvation.